That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Cedric Weehunt running the Jotham Down store for Lum and Abner. He's answering the telephone. Listen.
Hello? Hello? Jotham Down store, and I'm Cedric Weehunt. Oh, no, Mom, Mr. Lum ain't here. No, Mom, Mr. Abner ain't here neither. I'm watching the store for him. Oh, they went to the county seat to buy some junk for a restaurant that Mr. Lum's going to start up. Oh, yes, Mom, I can take your order, I think. All right. Pound of prunes. Yes, Mom. How do you spell that? Well, wait, ain't much use of me putting it down no way. I can't read my own writing. Wait a minute, though. The prunes is right here where I can reach them. I'll just set them out here. Yeah. Now, what else do you want? Dozen oranges. Just a minute. I don't believe I can reach them. Yeah, how about a can of beans? They're right in front of me here. Oranges, huh? Well, just a minute. Maybe I can get Mr. Doc Withers to help me. Hey, Mr. Doc. Can you come here a minute, Mr. Doc?
No.
Just hold on the line, Ms. Goshen.
Will you call me, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Ms. Goshen's on the phone here giving me a grocery order, but I can't reach the oranges from here. Would you hold on to the receiver while I get them?
You say Mrs. Goshen is giving you a grocery order?
Yes, Mom. Here, take the receiver.
Yes, all right. Hello, Mrs. Goshen. This is Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers speaking. Now, just what seems to be the trouble? Oh? Oh, I see. Well, just a minute, Mrs. Goshen. Cedric, what Mrs. Goshen wants is a dozen oranges.
Yeah, well, I'm getting them.
Hello, Mrs. Goshen. I think it's all straightened out now. The boy just got a little confused. What kind of oranges did you want, Florida or California? Well, the main difference is Florida oranges come from Florida, and the California oranges come from Arizona, I believe. Now, I could be wrong about that. Well, now, just a minute, Mrs. Goshen. Cedric, what kind of oranges do we have?
Well, I don't know. Just oranges is all I know. They're yeller.
If you're going to run a business, you've got to know your merchandise, Cedric. Just hold the phone a minute, Mrs. Goshen. What does it say on that box the oranges are in, Cedric?
Mom?
Isn't there some printing or some kind on the box there? What does it say?
Oh, it says, Stacy Brothers Woolen Underwear. Men's. Long. Red.
My. Such a way to run a business. Hello, Mrs. Goshen. Could you call back in a few minutes? The boy seems to be confused. How's that? Oh, just plain oranges? All right. About how many? All right. Just a minute, Mrs. Goshen. Cedric, Mrs. Goshen wants a dozen oranges.
Well, I know it. I got them right here.
Well, what about the underwear?
Mom?
Well, wait. I'd better get you straightened out again. Hello, Mrs. Goshen. The boy's forgotten what size underwear you said. Oh? Well, just a minute. Cedric, what's the matter with you? Mrs. Goshen didn't order any underwear.
She never.
If you ever expect to be a businessman, you've got to keep your ears open.
Yes, Mom.
Be alert at all times. Know your merchandise like a book.
Yes, Mom.
But don't worry. It takes time to learn all these things. I made a lot of mistakes when I started in business. We're all human.
We are.
Hello, Mrs. Goshen. Sorry about the delay, but this is the boy's first day on the job, you know. Bound to make a few mistakes. But don't worry. We'll send your underwear right out. Now, what size was that again? You don't want any? Well, it's your privilege to change your mind.
Ask her if she still wants the prunes.
How about some nice prunes, Mrs. Goshen? Nothing. Well, thanks for calling. In case you need anything, anytime, just give us a ring. The boy will take care of you. Oh, by the way, Mrs. Goshen, you haven't noticed a medium-sized goat out by your place, have you? Slight length, brown collar. Mm-hmm. Well, much obliged anyway. Goodbye. Well, Cedric, there you are.
Where?
You lost the sale, but don't worry too much about it. Try to profit by your experience. Think over your mistakes and learn something.
Yes, ma'am.
Do it right now. Sit right down on that chair. Name over the various mistakes you made in trying to negotiate that sale. Go on. Name them over.
Well, let's see. Mistakes.
This is a very good exercise. Bill's moral character.
I spelt prunes wrong. I know that.
All right. That's one.
Then let's see now. Then I called you.
All right. That's two.
Then,
You see how simple it is, Cedric, when you just stop and think things through carefully? Now you can see what you did wrong, can't you?
Yeah, I'm beginning to, I believe.
You're a bright young boy, Cedric.
I am, huh?
You can catch on to these things. It just takes time. I recollect when I was just a young buck starting out on the road of life. Oh, yes, I made mistakes, too. Plenty of them. Takes time. Takes time.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Doc. I think that's the store's ring again.
All right, now, go ahead and answer it. Just lift the receiver right up and talk right into the phone. Keep calm.
Like this?
That's right.
Hello, John, I'm down store. I'm Cedric Weehunt.
Very good. You're learning.
Huh?
Just takes time.
Oh, yes, Mom, just a minute. He's here. It's for you, Mr. Doc.
Just keep calm. Keep your ears open.
It's Mr. Johnson. He wants to talk to you.
Who? Me? Oh. All right, then. Now, here's how we do this, Cedric. You hand the receiver to me. That's right.
Yes, Mom. I'm catching on, ain't I?
You're a bright young lad. You'll get over making these mistakes. Hello? Yes, this is Dr. Withers. Yes, Mr. Johnson, the goat. Yes. Well, now, I'll tell you, Mr. Johnson, certain complications have come up which I didn't expect. Mm-hmm. No, nothing serious, but I'm just afraid I won't be able to return the goat to you for a day or two. Oh, no, I can find the symptoms all right. Finding those isn't my trouble. Well, don't worry, Mr. Johnson. I'm doing everything I can. Yes, sir. Goodbye, Mr. Johnson. Cedric.
What's the matter? Did I make some wrong mistake?
No, you did fine. But I was just wondering, in your travels around town, various places you go to, have you noticed a goat?
No.
Medium size, brown collar, slight limp.
Medium size?
Yes.
Brown collar?
Uh-huh.
Slight limp?
That's him?
No, Mom.
Yes. Well, maybe something will turn out.
Yonder comes Mr. Lum and Mr. Abner back from the county seat. Look at the mud all over my car. They must have driven it through a cloud bust.
Well, it's been raining pretty hard all afternoon. That steady precipitation, you generally get mud.
I hope they ain't ruined my car.
Well, welcome back. Wet enough for you?
What a trip.
Did you have to get out and swim after?
No use talking to him, Doc. He won't get no answer.
Why? What's the trouble?
Oh, he's sulking, I think. Gets mad over the least little thing. Acts like a youngin'. Look at him. Going over there and sitting down in the corner.
Well, what happened, Lum?
Oh, I think he's mad because one of us had to stand out on the running board and work the windshield wiper on the way back from the county seat. And it turned out to be him.
I see.
When he first got out there, he kept hollering and kicking and talking. And all of a sudden, he stopped and he ain't said a word to me since.
Oh? Not speaking, huh?
Not a word.
Well, he'll get over it. Sulking, no doubt.
What's Mr. Abner writing over there?
Huh?
look at him. Writes something down and tears it up, and then writes something and tears it up again.
There's no telling what he's doing. Resigning, more than likely. I don't know.
Well, Lum, how did you do on restaurant fixtures? Did you buy a whole carload of them?
Yeah, I done pretty good, too, I think.
Hmm.
I went to some big surplus outfit store, and they sold me a complete outfit. I don't know exactly what all's in it. They said it was complete, though.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to send it out.
Well, that's nice. Say, you didn't happen to see a goat along the road anywhere, did you?
What'd you say, Doc?
Hey, here comes Mr. Abner. He's holding out that piece of paper he's been writing on.
Medium-sized, brown collar.
Well, what is it, Abner? Dad, blame it, speak up. I'm getting sick and tired of the way you've been acting. What's eating you, anyway?
I think he wants you to read that paper, Lum.
Oh, all right. Give it here. Sitch huskin' shuckin'.
What does it say?
It looks like Larry somebody wrote down here and scratched out. And it says, well, what are you pointing at, Abner? You mean read the on the other side? Oh, well, here it says, I can't spell what it is I've got, but whatever it is, I've plumb lost my voice.
Why, he must have stood out in that rain till he's got laryngitis.
Laryngitis? Well, for goodness sakes, Andrew, why didn't you speak up and say so?
Well, no, Abner, you shouldn't keep a thing like that to yourself.